Ramadan, Eid, that is enter in Golok Dham. So, Om Agyan Tivarandasya Yanangana Charaya Chakshundam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnu Sabitam Yena Bhutane Sukhalam Mukam Karoti Vachanam Pangum Langai Tegir Yakribato Hamvande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Pamanand Madhavam. One more time, I love to share this one, that everybody keeps lots of servants, especially the rich people. One for cooking, one for driving, one for gardening, or to or ek deity worship ke liye bhi rakh lete. लेकिन प्रसादम खाने के लिए कोई नौकर नहीं रखता है कि वो 100 दिरहम देंगे आप हमारी तरफ से प्रसादम खा लीजिए. इसी तरह से हरिनाम और भगवान की कथा है, वो खुद ही करना ही है, दूसरा नहीं कर सकता हमारे बिहाफ पे. ओके, सो आई सीक ऑल योर ब्लेसिंग्स एक्चुअली, बिकॉज एज प्रभु सेड, दिस चैप्टर इज the mode in which it is to be done is not easy, so I seek your blessings and proper mercy. Okay.
Prabhu, isko kaise change karna hai, that this note should become the bigger one, and how do I do that? Okay. Oh, thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Okay. So this 1048 Krishna book, it corresponds to the Bhagavatam 10th canto and 48th chapter. It has 36 shlokas in this. The Kubjad, which is Trivikra pastimes, it also comes in Vishnu Puran in 527. See, before this pastime is done, it should be understood from acharyas as to what is lust and what is prema, what is love. So Prabhupada mentions, in spiritual world it is love, which is prema. Prema is spiritual. In material world, prema's perverted reflection is called lust. This is our own experience also, when we are lusting behind anything, and then when we come to Krishna Katha, the symptoms will change. Our own experience. So the feeling and symptoms of love are completely opposite to lust. Wherever in Bhagavatam it comes that gopis were lusting, Kubja was lusting. Of course, Kubja was lusting from a material platform and then converted into prem. But gopis lusting is spiritual prem in the first place itself. Love and lust are mutually exclusive events. It cannot be that both are having at the same time. If one is there, the other one will disappear. So, in the Nectar of Devotion, chapter 27, symptoms of ecstatic love are given. The bodily symptoms manifested by a devotee in expressing ecstatic love for Krishna are called Anubhava. Practical examples of Anubhava are as follows. Dancing. Example given in there is that Shiva is dancing and playing the dindima drum when he saw the rasa dance. That is love, symptom of love. Rolling on the ground, when Radharani, when she heard the messages of Krishna, but she was not able to see him, then she rolled on the ground. That is symptom of love. Singing very loudly, stretching the body, crying loudly, yawning, breathing very heavily, neglecting the presence of others, drooling, laughing like a madman, wheeling the head and belching. This is sign of prema. We can recall that when Krishna left this planet, at that time Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he heard the news, Bhagavatam tells us his bodily symptoms completely changed. He was like a madman. That is prema. Okay. So, coming to the pastime of Kubja, Trivikra, according to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj, so she is actually expansion of Satyabhama, and Prabhupada mentions, because the purport is written by disciples, that why I'm just separately mentioning. Prabhupada mentions in Krishna book that she was the Bhushakti. So Krishna did the first cosmetic surgery by touch only. There was no operation theater. She came and he saw. In the Brahma Vivarta Puran, in some of the classes from devotees, I couldn't see directly in Brahma Vivarta Puran, but from ISKCON devotees I have heard that even from the Vidyapati, which is Radhanath Maharaj runs the Vidyapati in the
Vidyapit.
So there also it is mentioned that actually she was the one who was Surpankha in the previous life, and she had lusted. So therefore that time he was Maryada Purushottam Ram. It's not that Ram did not have the 64 kalas. He had, but it was not manifested because of the time, place, circumstance. But Krishna was, he exhibited all. So it is said here that the wicked rulers who were there, because of that the earth had burdened, and therefore Krishna came to straighten them by killing them. That's a symbolic gesture. So now just to recap, that he entered Mathura and then he saw, Krishna saw Kubja, and he straight went to her, and all she did was that she offered Chandana Lep, which was her occupation, and just by that he got all the Sukriti. And Krishna then says that, will you give it to me, dear beautiful lady? So there is, acharyas are saying that actually if you say to a Kubja, beautiful lady, it can be very insulting. But the purport says there is that actually Lord made her beautiful, so he was not joking, he was not insulting, he actually made her beautiful. Okay, and then she finally gives the Chandan. Prabhu was mentioning about the character of Krishna. So nicely here, in 10:42:9, just because Krishna touched her, it says, now endowed with beauty and character. His touch gave character, the guna and generosity, and she began to feel lusty desires for Lord Kesava. Here is some transcendental humor given by Lord Krishna. So he says, she says, please come with me. Krishna says, are you calling me for dinner? And she says, no, I can't leave you. Krishna says, but don't speak like this. And she says, I cannot help, you have made the mistake of touching me, it's not my fault. So he says, I will come after I have to complete. Now Shukdev Goswami says, next after assimilating Uddhava report. So now here the pastime of Kubja starts actually. So he goes to Kubja to show that Uddhava was there, Bhagavatam tells us, to say that Uddhava was very emotional when he came back. And he told Krishna that, look, what are you doing? Why are you not going? So Krishna wanted to demonstrate to him that, look, my promises never goes in vain. I promised to Kubja, I've come here, and therefore Uddhava was there. And another thing is that he heard first Uddhava's report, but even though he is the Paramatma, so there is a contradiction. He knows everything but for the past time. And now Krishna visits Trivikra's house. Trivikra means bent from. Interestingly, she is Trivikra and Krishna is Tribhanga. So it's a very nice combination. So Sri Rajiv Goswami in Gopal Champu, he writes, Uddhava was with Krishna means that he wanted to show that fulfilling Kubja promise. So what to speak of the promise made to the gopis. And Krishna had no lust. If anybody has lust, the person would go alone. In any case, he is Nirguna. Prabhupada has very beautifully explained in Bhagavatam. Nirguna means no material quality. So lust cannot touch him, material lust. Lust is material. Anything comes in contact with Krishna turns into spiritual. That's what Prabhupada says, that the same work which we are doing for our senses is material, but if it is done for Krishna, it converts into spiritual. Now see here, So the home was very opulently set up and it had explicit nude pictures, etc. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj says here that it was not hard to guess Trivikra's intention, but see what is Bhagavatam saying. Yet Lord Krishna went there to save her from material existence. This was the purpose. Now here is something very interesting. She took bath and then she took Krishna's Prabhupada writes in Krishna book. Then she took bath and after that she took Krishna's lotus feet and placed them on her breast, which were burning with blazing fire of lust. By smelling the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet, she was immediately relieved of all the lusty desires. Smell of the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet. What to speak of anything else? So something very interesting. Across Bhagavatam, Krishna's lotus feet, innumerable time it has been given. Few of them here we'd like to share. Okay, before it comes here, just one more thing. This says that Krishna enjoyed. The word used is reme. Reme has the root in the word preme. So once he touched it, she converted into this. It the lust was gone and it was a spiritual highest level of exchange. And Nav Sangama, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions there, Nav Sangama means that she was chaste for Krishna. Okay, so now here, what Krishna's lotus feet does in different pastimes, it does different things. Here, it burnt, removed the burning desire. In another one, if we see 3:15:43, when the Kumaras reach to meet Jai Vijay, Bhagavatam tells us, Prabhupada writes there that when the breeze carried, Krishna came there, all the curse and all that had happened and they were very angry, right? After that, Krishna walks in along with, actually it was all Lakshmiji's setting up if you really read it. Anyway, that's a different one. Because they had stopped Lakshmiji earlier also, not just Kumaras. So what happened? When the Kumaras, the breeze carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of personality of Godhead entered the nostrils of those sages, they experienced a change in both in body and in mind. Prabhupada writes, they became devotees of the Lord just by smelling. Earlier they were actually more nirakarvadis. So here the smell changed her, there the smell changed another. Okay, in the end we will see this. In 1060-45, Rukmani Mata, when Krishna is joking with you should have married Shishupal only, you unnecessarily you married me, I am a thief and I am of the, you know, you had all the best of this, so, and she started crying. And then she replies beautifully. She says to Krishna, a woman who fails to relish the fragrance of the honey of your lotus feet becomes totally befooled. And she accepts her husband or lover a living corpse, covered with skin, whiskers, nails, head hair and body hair, and filled with flesh, bones, blood, parasites, feces, mucus, bile and air. Another way, when Brahmaji was meditating, at that time, he mentions, so that time they could smell Krishna's aroma, but how can we smell aroma? Of course, Prabhupada mentions Ambarish Maharaj used to smell the flower offered to Lord Krishna, right? So that was one way. That's one way. But here is another practical example by our Sampradaya head. Brahmaji tells in 395, oh my Lord, persons who smell the aroma of your lotus feet, carried by the air of Vedic sound, which is Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, through the holes of ears, accept your devotional service. For them you are never separated from the lotus of their hearts. See? So this is how we can
smell
the aroma of Lord Krishna's feet. One more, how much time is there? Sorry, because... Okay. Another pastime which happened in Lord Ram's case, when he reached... One was Ahilya. That is first one. Later on he went there and he wanted to cross Mother Ganges. Kevat comes. It's a beautiful pastime. So Kevat says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take you across the river. Can you imagine somebody whose pastimes hearing the ocean becomes a hoof and it can be crossed over? He's asking to Guha to cross the cross Mother Ganga. So Guha says, I am sorry, I am not going to do that. So he said, why? He said, I have heard your glories. If you touch stone, it turn into a lady. First of all, I already have a lady at home. I don't want more. And secondly, she is not even stone. This is my boat is not stone. It is made of wood. So I have no idea what it is going to convert into. So I am sorry, I am not going to. So then Lord Ram says, then what should I do? You tell me. Then he says, Pad Padam Pakharan Kahahu. You tell me that I should wash your feet. He is not telling straight that I want to wash your feet. He is telling that you please tell me that I should wash your feet. After that I will wash the feet. So that also wo ehsaan kar raha hu unko upar. Not that Baba, please let me do this. This is the, and then when they, then he does that, and Ramayan tells us after he drank that and all his pitars were all immediately transferred from wherever they are to Ayodhya Dham. And when they cross finally, then at that time Guha, Lord Ram looks at Mother Sita. I am penniless. See, Radha ji, Raja di Raj, Dwarka Dhish, he is telling Lakshmi ji, look, I don't have anything to give to him. What should I do? I have to give him something because he has crossed me over the Ganges. So Guha was hearing this. So Guha told, you don't have to give anything. So he said, why? He said, you know, we are both from the same profession. He said, how come? He said, I am just crossing over Ganges. You are crossing everybody on the ocean of nascence. So you are also Kevat only. Then he says, if you want to give me, you give me the boon that while coming back you will pass by. So ek aur visit le liya usne. So coming back to here, so what are the conclusions for us is that Reme has the root in Prema. Prema is not lust, and anything comes in contact with Krishna, the lust converts. Another example is Dhruva Maharaj also. He first was behind material and then converted. And Krishna can be worshipped by one's profession, Prabhupada writes. Krishna's lotus feet fragrance make devotees. So Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita make devotees. We can also smell the fragrance of lotus feet by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. Another one is that there are variety of ways everybody is approaching. So another lesson is that even if sarva kama kamova, if that verse is taken, that one who is full of material desires, one who doesn't have desires, still Krishna will take care. And in this Prabhupada writes, the akama means not just no material desire, it means no material desire plus desire to please the Lord. That is the definition of akama. So either you go with material desire or with akam, finally Krishna shall take care. Okay. Here, 7131, Narad ji is telling that when the Shishupal episode happens, at that time Yudhishthira Maharaj asks that how come the soul of Shishupal has entered into Krishna. So he says, Narad ji says, my dear King Yudhishthira, the gopis, by their spiritual lusty desires, Kams by fear, Shishupal by envy, Yadus by family relation, and Pandavas for great affection for Krishna, and we as general devotees by our devotional service have obtained mercy of Krishna. So the question is, all these people have got mercy of Krishna. So what is the best way and why? So that is given in Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje. That is the best form. If time permitting, we can take something in detail on this one. But why is it best? So the question comes is that ahetuki apratihata. Ahetuki comes first or apratihata comes first? Ahetuki is without any hetu, akam, but desiring to serve Krishna. And then apratihata is uninterrupted. So which one comes first? Ahetuki comes first. Because if ahetuki is there, then Krishna allows apratihata. If ahetuki is not there, and how to find out it is ahetuki? Yayatma suprasidati. If one is happy inside, meaning the motive was fine. So that is the best form, which is also given in Anya Abhilashita Shunyam verse as well. So we will. Now, this is the first time, maybe there could be more also. Akrura does gives a, actually he does Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita before Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukdev Goswami. So whatever he says, few samples, Krishna willing, we will see here, they are exactly representative of a verse from Bhagavatam. Each statement which he is making, Akrura, has a statement. So after a while, Krishna fulfilled his promise and visited Akrur. And Akrur, we know, Krur means cruel, Akrur means not cruel. So then Krishna with Lord Balram and Uddhav, they went to his place. So what happened is, Akrura came forward and embraced Uddhav. So he was following Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj says in that devotional service by embracing another devotee, Angasana. So he was doing that. Next, when they all seated comfortably, Akrura washed the feet. So he followed Lord Shiva, who is the Mahajan. Because by keeping in his head, Lord Shiva is respecting Lord Krishna. Because see, Ganga ji is coming only from Krishna's feet, that too nail. What to speak of fully embracing Krishna? So he washed and he sprinkled that water. Now let's see here. Then placing Krishna's lotus feet, he kept it on his lap. See, Kubja was different. She took the lotus feet and kept on the breast. The mood was different. Here kept on the lap. 3.13.5 tells us that Sri Krishna was pleased to place his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura when he went there for dining. So he followed Vidura's. Same thing. Then he began to give his prayers. This is the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. He is taking all the verses from there and he is reciting. See here. He said, "My dear Lord Krishna and Balram, both of you are original personality of Godhead, from whom everything has emanated, the original cause of all causes. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate." Bhagavad Gita was not spoken till that time. Okay, it would have been in some other universe. But here, but he stated this. Then you have inconceivable energy. Okay. You are the supreme Brahma realized through the study of Vedas. Vedeshcha sarvar ahameva vidyo. Vedanta vit Vedanta krit. So he quotes again this. Then he says, by your inconceivable energy, you are actually visible before us. You create this cosmic manifestation by your own potencies and you enter into it by yourself. 8.6.11. Brahmaji said before the churning of the ocean, "O Supreme, you are independent in yourself and do not take help from others. Though your own potency, you create this cosmic manifestation and enter into it." It's completely Bhagavatam only. Of course, I mean, he's rendering it to Lord Krishna, so it has to be Bhagavatam. Another, he says, the non-shaded one is what Akrur said, the shaded one is the Bhagavatam verse. "As the five elements, material elements, earth, water, fire and sky are distributed in everything manifested by different kinds of bodies, so you alone enter the various bodies created by your own energy. You enter the body as the soul, so individual soul, and independently as the super soul." 11.7.47. Krishna instructs Uddhav. "Just as fire manifests differently in pieces of wood of different sizes and qualities, the omnipotent supreme soul, having entered the bodies of higher and lower forms created by his own potencies, appears to assume identity of each." Next one.
I will take
5 more minutes. Akrura continued, in the material world you create, maintain and dissolve the whole manifestation by the interactions of the three material qualities, namely goodness, passion and ignorance, but you are not implicated in the activities of those material qualities, for your supreme knowledge is never overcome like the knowledge of the individual living entity. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.9.34. When the demigods are praying for annihilating Vritrasura, Vritrasura is saying, you are the cause of the cosmic manifestation, you supply its material ingredients without being transformed, you create, maintain and annihilate cosmic manifestation by yourself. Nevertheless, although you appear engaged in material activity, you are transcendental to all the material qualities. Same thing he repeated. Example given is Radhagovind Maharaj's class, he was mentioning like spider. Spider sits on, takes out the web from the mouth, sits on the web, and when it wants it, it eats it back and again produces. So he is there everywhere, but he is there separately also. Achinta Bheda Veda. Akrur continued, less intelligent men misunderstand your transcendental form to be made of material energy. Avjananti Mamudha. Next, your appearance is necessary to re-establish actual Vedic knowledge. Yada yada hi dharmasya. My dear Lord, this time you have appeared in the home of Vasudev as his son. Sri Krishna's Tashkam. Vasudev Sutam Devam Kansa Charuna Mardanam. He took from there. You have adapted yourself to minimize the burden of the world. Vinashayacha Dushkrita. Throughout the Vedic literature, it is declared that you are the dear most friend of every living entity. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvalok Maheshwaram Suhrdaya Sarvabhutanam Yatvam Mam Shanti Vrachati. You are the supreme personality of Godhead, completely capable of fulfilling the desire of your devotees. Akam Sarav Kamova. Okay, I think we've done enough. I would just like to go to the end because time is not there. So the question is, why did Akrur steal the Samyantak jewel if he did all this? He is an exalted devotee, no doubt about it. But Acharya tell what just now Prabhu was mentioning. When Uddhav went, he was so considerate to the gopis. But when Akrur went, when Krishna sat down, the gopis were actually crying and walking behind the ratha. It was his duty as a minister of the state to get down and console each of them and beg for their forgiveness for creating this separation, which he did not do. Therefore, he had to suffer this and he had to run away from Dwarka to Kashi with Samyantak jewel, and then later on Krishna calls him back. And another thing is, he did not take care, he took care of Krishna only, but not his devotees. That is why he had to suffer. So most important is that not just Krishna. Prabhupada has mentioned many places, Bhagavat means Krishna and his paraphernalia and entourage and everybody. They are one only. One has to take care of the devotees as well. So he offended gopis, which was a Vaishnava aparad. So he had to suffer. And lastly, same thing happened in the Daksha Yagya. When Dakshani, Daksha's daughter, went to Daksha's place, she was not invited. Lord Shiva was not invited. And she said, and earlier, because Lord Shiva in the earlier assembly had not got up because he was meditating on the Lord, Daksha was, so he was upset. He was not invited. And so then therefore, when Sati, when she still insists and she goes, Lord Shiva tells in Bhagavatam, please don't go, you will not be welcome. Actually, Harinam is the only place where one can go without any invitation. Rest other places, there are restrictions. So at that time,
Prabhu,
when
I think Harinam Prabhu has noted this.
Harinam Prabhu can come anywhere, anytime, without invitation. And we can go. No invitation required. But it's a fact. Just by hear of word of mouth, we just go, okay, Harinam ho raha, okay, I am also coming, no problem. And the person who is inviting is more happy. Oh, one more has come. One peacock was there, more. One day, 4 p.m., somebody gave him afim. Every day that peacock used to come at 4 p.m. So Harikatha is like this. Maharaj used to say, there is a pub. We also have a pub, which is Prabhupada Unlimited Bhagavatam. So what happened is, so at that time
it's come,
the white one.
Okay, otherwise I'll read out, no problem.
Sorry, bro. It's okay, no problem. So, Sati still goes and she finds out that Lord Shiva's share is not there. And only, Bhagavatam tells us, only her sister and mother spoke with her nicely. Nobody else did. Daksha didn't even bother to say Hare Krishna to her or Hare Shiva to her. Okay. No comments made there. Now what happens is, Sati really gets upset with that. And she meditates, and with the fire of her meditation, she burns away. And at that time, Veerbhadra, Lord Shiva generates from his hair Veerbhadra and sends to finish off all the whatever paraphernalia was there to destroy it. So the question arises here is, Prabhupada beautifully writes, see, Prabhupada has everywhere said that one must pour the water on the root. But that does not mean that the devotees of the Lord are insulted. That yagya, you know what was done for whom? It was done for Lord Vishnu. And Bhrigu Muni was doing it. He is not an ordinary saint. He was doing it. When Veerbhadra went, he finished off all the paraphernalia there, destroyed everything. Krishna did not come to save. This is what Prabhupada writes here. They thought that he is watering the root. But he did not take care of the devotees. So I'll just read this out. But Daksha, being puffed up with his power, wanted to deprive Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva of participation in the sacrifice. Understanding that if one satisfies Vishnu, it is not necessary to satisfy his followers. But that is not the process. Vishnu wants his followers to be satisfied first. So, in 4.33 Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says, the worship of my devotees is better than worship of me. Similarly, in Shiv Puran, it is stated that the best mode of worship is to offer oblations to Vishnu, but better than that is to worship the devotees of Krishna. Thus, Daksha's determination to neglect Lord Shiva in the sacrifice was not fitting. So, final conclusion, never have offended a devotee, because that is very problematic. And watering the roots means worshipping devotees and Lord Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Yeah.